Radio Chaser is brought to you by Adelaide. Visit us and you'll appreciate your hometown like never before.
Sydney, a city of coffee, beer, wine and fear. Mainly the fear that drinking so much coffee, wine and beer was a bad idea. It's to cities what hangovers are to drinking. But we love it. So sit back and take the ultimate cure. 1 hour of pure, uncut Radio Chaser.
Welcome to the show. Charles Firth's here. Andrew Hanson's here. My name is Dom Knight. We heard the news about the vineyard, the winery, in a bit of legal trouble. We've got a very sensitive and caring sketch about that issue a bit later on. Plus, it is footy finals season. And as much as I respect MG, we have our own sports guru here at Radio Chaser. Slamming Sporto Stan from the Sports World Sports and Accessories Sports Desk.
Is Slamming Stan back?
Slamming Stan's back to preview footy finals season. I can't wait for that. But guys, let's talk about the other big story of the day other than footy, and that is school funding. Now, I know this sounds dry, but lots of us have got kids, and it's all about the government spends a whole packet of money on schools. How should it balance in between state schools, which don't have very much money, and private schools, which have too much money? Now, we went to private schools. We know these places are hugely overfunded. Shortly after we left our school, they put in a bloody pipe organ and the biggest theatre in the whole of Sydney, as far as I can tell. It's just a bit ridiculous. So Scott Morrison's tried to solve this little debate by going $4.6 billion
for
independent and private schools.
The point about private schools is that they know how to spend money. If you've got $4.5 billion worth of money to throw around, it's just before an election, you don't give it to public schools because they're not used to having money. Whereas private schools are used to having money. They'll know how to do all the accounting for it. They know how to send it offshore to tax havens. They'll know how to spend it on extra swimming pools.
Well, your local public high school doesn't even think of putting in a pipe organ. They would never dream of doing that at your local high. But you know, some of the private schools, they know how to blow money. It's true. And look, Scott Morrison has absolutely opened up the wallet here. He's very keen to get votes from traditional Liberal voters. And there's one school that's particularly excited about this massive new avalanche of funding.
Would you like to protect your children from poor people? You'll love St. ScoMo's Academy for Privileged Little Shits.
Shall we use polo field number 23 or 24 today? I can't decide.
Hurry up! I've got a pipe organ lesson afterwards.
At St. ScoMo's, the age of entitlement is back.
Please, sir, can I have a pony?
Have two, they're on the taxpayer.
Oh, I wanted an albino pony.
Why not? I'm not paying.
And you aren't either, because if you're rich enough to send your children to St. ScoMo's, you're rich enough to avoid tax.
I'm Scott Morrison, and I believe in funding both kinds of schools, Catholic and Protestant.
Now, kids, how do you remember whose side you're on?
Wear an Australian flag pin.
And a crucifix.
St. ScoMo's, because one wouldn't want to send one's child to a public school now, would one?
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Welcome to the Chaser's Awkward Debt Collection Agency.
That's right. We're very entrepreneurial here at Radio Chaser. And one of the things we did yesterday was we set up this awkward debt collection agency. The idea was that if you've got a sort of awkward debt, you know, between friends that, you know, your friend hasn't repaid, we'd ring up the friend for you and tell them to bloody well pay.
Yeah, look, to be clear, it's not that we're collecting the debts awkwardly. It's that it's an awkward debt that's hung over you and your friend for years.
Right.
It's poisoned the well. Yes. We're going to get your cash back. We're going to ask the tough questions that you won't.
So we got a call from Wade yesterday, and he told the tale of a very awkward debt.
Back in 2015, we were all going to schoolies, and we all put our money together, and one of our mates was 80 bucks short, so I lent him 80 bucks, and he said he would pay me back. I don't know, a week later, I never saw it, and he's going back to Bali in a couple of months, and he's got to pay me back.
There you go.
Rightio. So he's got 80 bucks. It hasn't been paid for 3 years.
Oh, come on. And that's probably 100 bucks with interest.
Yeah, and wow. And it was at schoolies, when 80 bucks means a lot at schoolies.
That's like your entire life savings, basically, by the time you're in year 12.
It's an awful lot of passion pop, isn't it?
So anyway, we're going to do the dirty work for Wade. Let's give Sam a call right now and have a chat to him. Hello? Is that Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Sam. This is Charles from Radio Chaser. Do you know a guy called Wade?
Yeah, I do.
Great. Well, we're playing a game called How Good a Mate Are You?
Righto.
Wade dobbed you in. So what's Wade's birthday?
1st of May, 97, the same year as me.
Very good. Okay, question two. If your mate lent you $80, would you pay it back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got that one wrong. So would you pay it back in more than 3 years or less than 3 years?
Well, I know I owe him $80 from about 3 years ago.
Well, why don't you pay it back?
What did you spend the $80 on? That's what we're interested to know. Was it something good?
Lights. Everyone was meant to transfer Wade money and I was $80 short.
And why haven't you paid it back?
Oh, shit friend.
Is your friendship with Wade worth $80 to you? Because he's so annoyed about it that he got us to give you a call.
Yep.
So well, are you going to pay it back?
Yeah, I'll go drop it off this afternoon.
Yay! This afternoon? Yay! Wow, what a good friend. You are a good friend of Wade's.
That's lovely.
Then.
And Sam?
Yeah.
If you don't pay it back this afternoon, just watch out for your kneecaps, okay?
Right, I will.
Yeah, because we'll be phoning you back in 3 years' time.
There you go. The Chaser Awkward Debt Collection Agency works.
Yes, that's one from one. Debt's promised, but let's see if he actually pays it.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Welcome to the Chaser's Awkward Debt Collection Agency.
It's Radio Chaser on Triple M. Coming up, slamming Sporto Stan from the Sports World Sports and Accessories Sports Desk.
And you don't even have to listen to the radio to hear him because he shouts so loudly, you can just lean out the window.
The amount of spit that went on the radio panel here in front of me when I did that was an awful lot.
I'm so excited about Stan. Look, I bought a new speaker, guys, for my sound system.
Because
I wanted to listen to, you know, some better sounding TNT by AC/DC and that sort of thing. The problem with this new speaker, though, I got a bit of a problem with it. I wasn't just allowed to plug it in and listen to music like you could in the 70s. You know, this speaker demanded that I log in, right, with a username and a password. And otherwise, the company would not let me use the speaker that I just paid them the money for.
Is that one of those smart products, which
it's a
basically
smart
means it has a stupid bloody password on it?
Yes, it's a stupid smart product. And my house is filling up with these things. I bought a fridge recently, and guess what? It comes with a phone app that requires a password.
Why? For a fridge?
Yes.
What possible need does it have to stalk all? Does it, like, track what you put in it?
We Russian hackers might, you know, hack into your fridge, Dom. You've got to have a password.
I know. They might switch my milk for pea milk or something. I mean, I don't know. Look, why? This is the question. Why does everything in life have to require a password? I spend like 3/4 of my day looking for passwords that I can't remember just to do basic things like order takeaway or use my fridge. And it's getting worse and worse. There are more and more of these things. How annoying, I ask you, is life going to be in 5 years' time?
Can you imagine?
Oh, man, it's good to be home. Now I just got to use this phone app to open the front door.
Please enter your password.
Oh, well, I've forgotten the password. Is it this?
Password not recognised.
Yeah, look, no one can remember passwords. Just open the door, I'm wet.
Please enter your password.
I'll have to reset the bloody password. There.
Check your email for a reset link.
Yes, here. Yes, look, here's a new password. Here, now open. I'm busting for the loo.
Your password must contain at least one letter, one number, one...
All right, yes, what about this one then?
Thank you. Please re-enter your new password to confirm.
I can't remember what I just chose. Look, I think it was open the f***ing door 74.
Incorrect. Please confirm your new password.
Oh, God, no. Maybe it's a capital F for f***ing. Does that work?
Correct. Thank you.
Well, open the door.
Our terms and conditions have been updated. Please read these 37 pages to open the door.
Screw you, door! Oh, thank God I'm inside. I'm busting. All right. Now, I've just got to use this app to open the toilet seat.
Please enter your password.
No!
Radio Chaser.
Triple M. Guys, bit of an announcement. Today is my birthday.
You might have mentioned it.
How depressing.
Anyway.
Are you all right?
So I had a lonely pancake this morning. I took myself... Well, my wife didn't cancel her training, so she was out the door. And I was like, what am I going to do? So I went to my favourite little Chinese. They've got these little Chinese bakeries down the road, Chinatown. And they've got these amazing red bean pancakes.
Oh, they are amazing. That's a good birthday treat, even if you're on your own.
Yeah.
Miserably.
$1.50.
And pathetically, yeah.
Splash out a bit, you know.
You've got not much else to live for by now, Charles. Yeah, absolutely. Red bean pancake all the way.
Anyway, so I'm halfway through my special birthday pancake.
Yeah, how sweet.
And there's a little black curly hair.
Happy birthday!
that's a birthday treat. It's like a candle, or you know, they probably put it in there. Especially, did they know it was your birthday?
Oh, it was a surprise birthday pube, was it?
That's what your wife wasn't wants. There. It's good to know someone else was thinking of you with their pubes.
Well, yeah, no one in my life has black pubes, but
so what did you do? I mean. Did you forge on and finish the pancake?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah. And it was quite embedded in the thing, so I just ate it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I would too. I mean, I'm not fazed at all by hairs and that sort of... If it's a hair, I mean, a Band-Aid, maybe that's too much, but a hair for me...
A scab is probably a bit too much for me. I think I'd draw the line at the...
I'm going to come out and say I'm happy to stop eating something when it's got a hair in it. I think... Because it's not just that there's a hair in there, as gross as that is. Mm. It's probably been baked. It's probably, you know.
Yeah.
But what else is in there? Like, if they're that indifferent to hygiene, what else can be in the pancake?
Well, my attitude is I'd already eaten half of it. If I was going to get food poisoning, it was already going to happen. Mm. And it was really delicious. And it cost me $1.50. And it was my birthday.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to go wrong on my birthday.
Nothing. It's going to be fine. And the chef, you know, they put their fingers on things. Chefs use their hands. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with fingers. So hairs are just as clean.
There's nothing like to cap off your birthday in the evening like a massive case of food poisoning. It's just absolutely perfect. 1-3-3-5-3. Can you go to the phones on this? The Chaser lines, indeed. Should Charles have kept eating? When you find something in your food that's not meant to be there, do you just, it doesn't matter, keep going, or do you stop up? Or did you make a mistake? Charles, you're looking a bit green around the gills, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, I am planning a night out on the drinks tonight. So if I go home and I do have a bit of a vomit, I'm going to blame it on the food poisoning.
Should he have kept eating? Yeah. What do you think? Chase the lines open, 1-3-3-5-3. Maybe you found something in your drink or your pancake. Something else that shouldn't have been there. Did you just keep going?
You just keep going.
Or did you go, sorry. Did you send it back? Most people would send it back, I reckon.
Oh, that's an idea. I hadn't thought of that.
You would have got 1.5 pancakes for free.
I got $1.50 back.
Here's NXS on Triple M. Triple M rocks Sydney. This is Radio Chaser. And the question is, if you find a hair in your food, do you just keep eating or do you send it back? This morning, Charles had a birthday red bean pancake, found a hair in it. Just thought, it's fine. It's a bit of bonus protein. Let's just keep going.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's right.
To be clear, I didn't bite twice into it. Like, I went, I'll just have to bite all that, you know, at once.
Did you eat the hair?
A big bite to get, you know, through it quickly.
So you actually this goes even further. You actually ate the hair. You didn't actually fish it out.
No, I didn't fish it out.
Well, you swallowed the entire hair.
Yes.
No, this goes beyond my tolerance levels. I mean, I wouldn't eat the hair. Come on.
What?
You have the option of removing it, don't you?
No, but it was sort of small and squiggly. It was embedded into the red bean paste. And I was really enjoying the red bean paste. I didn't want to.
Maybe you thought the hair would take it on a red bean flavour. 1-3-3-5-3, the Chaser lines are open. Tell us if you think this is ridiculous. I think it is. Paula's on the line. Hey, Paula.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Very well, thanks, darling. What do you think?
I'm absolutely horrified that Charles ate that. I love Charles. I love you all.
Oh,
and I can't believe that he actually put that in his mouth. You don't know what was attached to it at some stage.
Well, I can have a pretty good guess, Paula.
Yes. Well, yes, but I heard you say scabs, and I just wanted to say I went to school with a girl who ate her own scabs off her knee.
Oh, but your own. Yes. It's all right if it's your own, Paula, isn't it?
They were massive. They were massive, huge scabs. She would eat them. And my ex-father-in-law ate his own earwax.
Was that Kevin Rudd?
I know, isn't it just disgusting? So if you want to eat pubes, darling, you go ahead.
I think actually, Charles, a scab could be ground up quite nicely into red bean paste. You wouldn't know.
Yeah. Maybe I was eating scabs. Who knows?
Thank you, Paul.
I'm
particularly touched that you seem to actually care about our well-being. I'm genuinely surprised. 133353, should Charles have just kept eating and indeed kept eating the hair? That shocks me. Let's go to Paul in Randwick. Hey, Paul, what do you think?
Mate, definitely had a bad experience. Our favourite Thai restaurant down in Coogee, I won't say the name, and I found this hair in there and it was really long and black and I was going, but what was the, here's the kicker. That was the second dish I got from him because I returned the first one because it had a blood-stained Band-Aid in it. And I was chewing on this thing. I go, that doesn't seem right. And Mr. goes, what's wrong? I go, there's something in the food. She goes, oh, you always cop something in the food, right? So I opened it out of my mouth, got it out of my mouth, and here was this Band-Aid. I'm going, oh, no, it made me sick. And then she goes, oh, you got to take it back. So I took it back down there going, No, we wouldn't do that. It's not us. And I'm like, well, I've got the food for it. So they made me another dish, took it back. I waited there, took it back, and there was a hair in there.
And the hair in the second one. What an evening. What an extraordinary evening. But what did you have for dessert after that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how many
more
courses?
It was Coogee. I think we know what he had for dessert.
Mouthwash and toothpaste.
Some tainted soft serve, I'm suspecting. Band-Aids are quite expensive. But according to one way of looking at it, you got a free one. Let's go to Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, boys.
Hair in the food, what do you think?
Mate, you can feel your guts and floss at the same time.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
I'm the eldest of eight kids, and you would not believe what I've seen these kids put down their throat. Gabs, snot, earwax, dirt, worms. Yeah.
It's the circle of life, isn't it? That's fantastic. Thank you for that. Let's go to Christian from Canberra. Hey, Christian.
G'day, how you going?
What do you reckon?
Don't eat it, mate. That's putrid. Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You wouldn't swallow it, would you? But Christian, if you found it, right, would you be happy to pull it out and then continue eating the meal?
No, I'd give it a miss altogether.
Have you ever had an experience like this?
Yeah, mate. I was staying in a hotel and there was a Chinese restaurant next door and I was able to book the meals back to the hotel and I was just sitting in my hotel eating my honey prawns, and under the last prawn, I lifted it up, went to eat it, and I thought, what's that there? And some little legs and a few antennas, and this little cockroach sitting there.
Oh!
Right under the last piece.
It's always the last piece.
It's always the last piece. Why can the cockroach never be on the first piece?
we were talking not long ago about we're all going to be drinking cockroach milk in a few years.
Oh, yeah, good protein, eh?
Get used to it.
It might be a much-prized delicacy, honey prawn cockroach.
I know. Charles, what do you think? Have you been convinced you did the wrong thing?
No, they can all get stuffed. I'm fine.
It's your birthday. You can do what you like.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Adelaide. It's the fun size Melbourne.
Yes, Radio Chaser, great to be with you. Slam and Sporto Stan, not far away at all. He's limbering up his vocal cords, I think.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to be talking to Stan. I hope he's warming up his voice with a nice glass of white wine. Wine is very much on my mind after this exciting story about the guy who used to run the massive winery, like that huge thing called Yellowtail, you know, and they're like best-selling wine in the United States and everything.
Oh, yeah, they mentioned that in the news, didn't they? Yeah.
Based out of Griffith, right? They set up there, a town that's kind of notorious for its mafia links and that sort of thing. But, this guy was just sentenced to a bit of jail today because he did something a little bit naughty, a little bit something that wine growers aren't really meant to do. Mm. You know how they're very good at growing grapes, right, these wine guys?
Oh, they are. Yeah. Brilliant.
They know how to irrigate and stuff. Yeah. Well, it seems that this guy kind of didn't mention to the police that his friend had a farm which he'd kind of helped him irrigate in order to grow lots and lots and lots of grapes. Sorry, did I say grapes? I meant cannabis plants. So, yeah. And there were a few of them. There were, you know, there were more than 10. There were 2,750 cannabis plants. So anyway, he's off to jail, this guy. But
Did he make wine out of this? Like, is this sort of, like, we've got red wine, white wine, and then green wine. And what do you match? Like, so you match fish with white wine. What do you match with green wine?
Is it Cheetos?
Cheetos,
yeah, Cheetos, and munchies.
Would you like, would you like some green wine with your Cheetos, sir?
Kebabs,
yes. And well, your exactly. late night kebab.
At last, the quality tipple for kebabs. Green wine.
It's a great product. It's a great product. It's actually it's got its own advertisement, and I think once you hear this, you'll find this product pretty hard to resist.
Looking for a quality wine? Look for Yellowtail.
Mmm, the bouquet has some hemp notes.
Harvested from age-old vines, grown smack bang in a massive pot farm.
I must say, this Shiraz is some seriously good shit, man!
The perfect wine for quaffing, not from a glass, but a fine crystal bong.
The Chardonnay's got a kangaroo. It's got a kangaroo on the label.
Yellowtail.
Whoa, this cork is not made from cork. Heavy.
Australia's finest marijuana.
Oh, I got the munchies. Oh, I got to get to 7-Eleven for a cheese platter with quince paste, man.
Remember, get baked responsibly.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Slammer Sportos Dan from the Sports World Sports and Accessories Sports Desk. Brought to you by Sports.
He is our in-house Sporto Slammin' Stan. Welcome back to the program.
G'day, Dom. G'day, Andrew. I'm Sporting Slam, or whatever. What am I? I'm slamming. What's my name?
Slamming Sporto Stan.
Well, I'm slamming Sporto Stan. That's right. Oh, good. Okay. Glad I'm here. Yep.
I'm glad you've remembered Stan. I mean, so many years in sport, it must be hard to remember all of the adjectives before your name.
It's all that blows to my head. I've got concussion. I've got permanent concussion, Andrew.
No, I've seen you on the field back in the old days, back in what was it, 1970-something? Or,
oh, no, you know? It's mainly just watching the Rabbitohs every final season. Stuff up! Yeah, and I bang my head on the desk. That's what gives me concussion.
Now, Stan, sir, what have you got for us today? I hear that, Foxtel have a big announcement this weekend, do they?
Oh, yeah, look, I like to keep my ear to the grapevine for our listeners. And I've got some huge news from Foxtel. Foxtel's about to announce a new streaming service. It's like a Netflix for sport. And I've seen it, and I can tell you now, it's exactly like Netflix, but for sport. Do you want to ask me how exactly like it is?
Oh, Stan, how to what extent is it exactly like Netflix?
It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same as Netflix. Right. Exactly the same as Netflix, except it costs $150 a month. The only difference. Oh, and it doesn't have anything you want to watch. But other than that, it is identical to Netflix. It's Netflix for sport.
That sounds like an amazing service that I really want to subscribe to immediately.
Streaming service for Australian sports. Surely it's more of a bubbling service.
It's gonna take over the world.
Now, right, Stan, right. You've been up in Grafton. I saw on your Instagram. What have you been doing up in Grafton?
Oh, this week was the Grafton Competitive Eating Competition. This week, it was a great week. This year's competitive food was strawberries. Result was 3 dead, 4 in a critical condition. So great news. Such a great event.
And what's your tip for this weekend, Stan? Are you backing the Sharks this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. The Sharks are obviously very hungry. They've got a strong attack and they leave anyone going up against them dead in the water. But enough about the Shark attacks and the Whitsundays. Let's talk about the NRL. As I always say, the NRL team is, the pick for the NRL, the best pick to take for the NRL team in the finals is the team that's the full of the most cheats. Okay. But Storm versus Sharks, very hard to choose which side has more cheats in it. But the Sharks are Scott Morrison's team and the Storm are from Melbourne. So I think it's true to say no matter who wins this weekend, everyone loses.
Slamming Sporto Stan's Tip of the Week, brought to you by ChaserBet. If you value your kneecaps, don't go into debt with ChaserBet.
That's right, my Tip of the Week, very simple one this week, is don't go swimming in the Whitsundays, especially if you taste delicious.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Adelaide, Australia's home of wine, strudel and boredom.